between 12:30 to 2:30, a fire broke out in IOF. Many of you may not be aware probably. Above the computer room, we have the tape ministry room. So there was a huge fire. Of course, there was a fan which was switched on, which was not working, getting heated up, and it created a spark. There was a short circuit and there was a big fire. So devotees got up and lots of devotees came, and we were trying to take some water and put it off, but it was a useless endeavor. When you call the fire brigade people came. We went outside the temple and from behind we observed it was such a big fire and huge smoke. The fire brigade people were so enthusiastic. In fact, when I saw them, I was thinking how spirited we should be in our spiritual life. They jumped up in the wall and took stones and threw and broke open the glass window and started sending jets. And right from the vehicle, straight the jets were sent to the fiery spot on the top. Of course, we observed from behind how, even after putting jet of water on the top, the whole room was flaming with orange flames, huge. Then they, with great difficulty, they got into the room. I wife, it has so many small compartment rooms, full of smoke. There was no place for smoke to go actually. And they put out the fire. Practically three vans came. They got into IYF and they in fact took the jet inside the room. They went to the source from where the fire was starting. And they stopped the source itself. Then it was put off completely. It took almost 1.5-2 hours to stop the whole thing. The water was like boiling water which was coming down from the top. Fortunately, there were no devotees sleeping in IYF. There was no risk for any life risk for any devotee. There was a loss of almost 25,000-30,000 rupees worth things. Computer was completely burned down to ashes. And there were some CDs and tapes at the top. Fortunately, none of the books and BRR were touched, or none of the computers down were touched. Only that one single room completely got burned down. It's all fully blackish. So many devotees were awake practically for a couple of hours in the night yesterday. So I also want to warn all the other devotees, those who are living in bamboo house, it's a fire prone zone because it's all made of bamboo. Yesterday Urkeshanpur ran and brought a big extinguisher, huge, that gas cylinder. When we opened it, there was nothing inside. So we want to extinguish the fire. But we opened it, there was practically no. In fact, if there was no fire brigade yesterday, the whole IYF building would be burned down to ashes yesterday. Fire brigade immediately brought three huge engines, and with great enthusiasm they just were sending jets from front and back and from all directions. They went inside. So it was put off timely. Otherwise, because the whole building is made up of wood inside. So similarly the bamboo house, and also here in our kitchen, we have the kitchen loft and we have congregation loft and accounts office loft. Everywhere we have lofts made up in order to get more place. So I would request the devotees to be careful. I have told them that we should get extinguishers and keep in all these places so that only when such risks come, we think of those preventive measures. So devotees should take care of that. But I was also at the same time thinking how they were putting out the fire. It was like the fire was like getting uncontrollable. In the material world, the sufferings in this material world is also uncontrollable. Now, as in Bhagavatam, there is a mention in one verse which says, sometimes fire is created with no one's knowledge, suddenly. Nobody knows why this fire was created. And sometimes the fire jumps from one point to another point, leaving one house in the middle, jumps to the third place or fourth place, because the destiny or will of providence is extremely powerful, and with our limited vision and minds, it's very difficult for us to assess what could be the cause of such happening. suddenly we had to pray to Shri Radha Kunjabihari that in our service to him, service to their lordships, if there is any impurity, the Lord should enlighten us about it and free us of that impurity. Every one of us residing in this campus, if you are doing anything impure, that will contribute to such things. It's very likely, because it is generally said Radha Krishna worship is very difficult. And offenses cannot be committed in their service. Gaunitai, anybody can serve. But Radha Krishna service is very risky, and people who are living in the premises, if anybody is doing anything impure, then that can lead to problems. So earlier there was a small accident in the kitchen, some way back, maybe 5-6 years ago. There was a gas cylinder fire. It was put off immediately. So this is the second accident in the campus, and there are a lot of wooden things in the campus. Both from a mental point of view and spiritual point of view, we have to be aware of things, and we have to take preventive measures so that unnecessarily we don't lose the lives of devotees. So I would request devotees to take note of this. As we say, the impurity in our heart give rise to this Bhava Mahadava Agni, greatest fire in our heart, in which everyone's mind is flaming. Recently I came to know one of the computers in our campus, this computer which is in near the Balaji's place, the computer had some pornographic site downloaded. I was so shocked. I just came to know a couple of days ago. It was such a shock for me, such an impure thing happening in such a pure campus. So I don't know who is the culprit, but Lord will not spare him. He will severely be punished. Because if a policeman robs in a bank, then he will be getting double punishment for that. So we are trying to preserve the purity of the campus as much as possible. And if people or anybody is contributing to any impurity in the campus, I have been observing, wherever there is possibility of impurity, I am catching them by the neck and warning them. So if any of you observe any such thing, you should immediately bring it to my notice. Like for example, I would like to also mention one more thing. There is one person called as Sant Prabhu here. Sant Prabhu, who is living in Krishnam's place. He has been here practically for the past 2 to 3 years or so. He has been living before in Baroda, under the custody of Vasugosh Prabhu and Bhaktivikas Swami there. And he had done some malpractices there, due to which the police was after him. And he escaped from there, he came to Juhu, he went to different places, and at last he landed up here. He is a relative of Krishnanam Prabhu. And he has been here. We were not aware of it, because of his enthusiasm in doing kirtan and chanting and everything, we allowed him in the temple. And later on, mails came from Bhaktivikas Swami and Vasugosh Prabhu to me, saying that he should not be entertained in the temple. Hand him over to police, or you should send him off. So we tried to do that. Many times he would go off to Junnar, where Krishnam Prabhu has a place there. And again he would come. So repeatedly it has been coming. I have been busy traveling here and there, and I find him interacting with brahmacharis and congregation quite freely. And yesterday I warned him also. Personally I called him and warned him that, you know, you are living in this place. You know, Krishnam Prabhu has been living and doing his medical activities, and we have been doing our preaching activities. There was no interaction between the two. Years have passed and we have not had any clashes or anything, because he didn't interfere with the temple. Still I have given him strict warning regarding women coming there for treatment, and no kind of adultery or anything should go on here. I have already given a warning to him. But here, this personality, he not only lives here, he even comes into the temple. He comes here, he plays Mridangam Kartal, he talks to women on phone for a long time, or personally also. So I'm telling all of you very frankly, nobody should associate with him. And he shaves up and keeps Ashika as if he's a temple devotee. And he goes for practically all the congregation programs. Here and there, whenever there are big programs, he goes, and congregation is putting faith in him, thinking that he's a very nice temple devotee. So this should be known to everyone. If any of you, I have clearly told him that he cannot enter the temple hall, because he is associating freely with women, he is not married, but is having some kind of connection earlier also with women, and I have told him to quit the place, and he will be, either he has to get married and settle with Krishna Prabhu, or he has to quit the campus, and he cannot be just loosely dealing with women. So this is another form of impurity in the campus. So I have given a warning to him yesterday, and he took it in a right spirit, and he has promised me that after 10 days when I come back from ITBH Varanasi, he will have to tell his answer. Either he has to get married and be with Krishna Prabhu, or he will have to quit the place. So we have given him ultimatum now. So all of you should be aware of it. Nobody should give him kartal or mridanga or anything to play. And if you find him in the temple hall inside, you should report to the managers. He can only take darshan from outside, and he has to be within the four walls of Krishna Prabhu's place. He cannot come here. Because we have been telling, and they are not taking action, and it's high time that we should take action. Because devotees are innocent. They don't know who is who. That should be known. And anybody living in the campus, we are so strict about keeping people in the campus. We don't keep unmarried girls in the campus. We don't allow any outsider to come and stay in the campus easily, unless we are very sure that this person will maintain the purity of the campus. Even life members are not allowed to smoke or drink or do anything like that. They are very, very strict. And every one of you should contribute to purity of the campus. Because if anything impure happens in a place where Radha Krishna deities are present, they are supremely worshipable, and they will give indications, they will give through such things like the one which happened yesterday night. So we have to also see things from a spiritual point of view. It is not just some kind of carelessness because of which some fire broke out. No, everything could have some reason. So everyone residing in the campus should be pure, and if you are not pure, we have to take steps to become pure. And we should not, like the one I was telling you, downloading pornography sites, such a horrible thing. In fact, we have been chastising students on a basis that they have to be extremely cautious and pure about this. What to speak of in the premises, we have more than 15-20 computers in the premises, different devotees using computers in different offices. We have in accounts, we have in congregation, we have in Bhishma department, and many devotees have the laptops. In fact, internet is prohibited for brahmacharis. I don't know, any all of you know it. There is only one person who can access internet, which is Subramanian Prabhu and Radha Madhava Prabhu, these two people only. And all other people, they are prohibited internet. What is the reason? Because there is a tendency in us. If anybody is accessing internet in the premises, campus, then the severe action will be taken on them. So in future, any of you observe, don't keep mum, don't keep to yourself, always report to authorities, so that action can be taken on the culprit at the right time. Because you know, we are practicing spiritual life, and we have to be conscious of it. We have not come for fun. If you want fun, people can do it anywhere in the world. You come for a serious business, and campus should be maintained pure. If you find boys, girls sitting in the garden doing anything, you have the right to go there straight to them. Tell them, quit the place. This is not place for dogs or cats to sit and have such things. You should quit the place immediately. So it's very important for us to maintain the purity of consciousness when we are living in a place where the deities are worshipped every day, practically 6 times a day, bhoga is offered. So many devotees coming together and offering worship to them every morning. So, Prabhupada says, you know, the fire. Fire can be used for cooking purposes, or fire can burn away everything. Similarly, the deities are to be treated like fire. You come near them, serve them, bow down to them, worship them, dance for them, then you can become purified. At the same time, if you mishandle them or deal wrongly with them, then you will also get the reaction to that. At least I was peaceful that no life injury happened yesterday. Because sometimes we put students to stay there. Just once in life, there was no life injury. So for both from a mental point of view, we have to also be careful. We have to get extinguishers and keep them ready. And they should be in working condition. Devotees should be alert about it. So don't be careless. We are going to put smoke detector, Yeah, correct. Some devotee told us, Acha, we can also have that that facility also. Yeah. We are going to put smoke detectors everywhere because wherever we have wood, there's a possibility we will do that. So devotees take caution about these things. I don't want to take much time, but this is a very important thing, warning. Yeah. Similarly, again, I'm giving a second warning about the helmets. Those devotees who are using vehicles should use helmets. Both the person who is driving and one who is behind should use helmets. And those, especially temple devotees, those who are not using helmets will not be given the vehicle. Our vehicle department has been making policies, you all know. So we want to preserve the life of devotees, undoubtedly, because it is very valuable for Krishna service, and devotees should be careful about that, keep in mind.